模拟演练十七 A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
Number one. Hello. May I speak to Emily?
I'm sorry, she isn't in. This is her brother, Gio.
Hello. May I speak to Emily?
I'm sorry, she isn't in. This is her brother, Gio.
Number two.Hi, Jim. Why are you looking worried?
I can't find my new pen.
Don't worry. Let me help you find it. Hi, Jim. Why are you looking worried?
I can't find my new pen.
Don't worry. Let me help you find it. Number three. When shall we go to the museum?
How about Wednesday afternoon?
But I will not be free until Friday.
Okay, let's make it Friday.
When shall we go to the museum?
How about Wednesday afternoon?
But I will not be free until Friday.
Okay, let's make it Friday.
Number four. Who is the boy over there?
He is my brother. He is singing. He wants to be a singer like Jay Cho when he grows up.
Who is the boy over there?
He is my brother. He is singing. He wants to be a singer like Jay Cho when he grows up.
Number five. Will you be here at 10 o'clock?
No, I'll be 30 minutes late.
Will you be here at 10 o'clock?
No, I'll be 30 minutes late.
Number six. Did you go to the center of the city?
We had a lot of things to do. We were too busy to visit there.
Did you go to the center of the city?
We had a lot of things to do. We were too busy to visit there.
Number seven.What are you going to do this weekend, Jack?
I am going to take acting lessons. What about you, Mary?
I'm going to stay at home to help my grandfather with housework. What are you going to do this weekend, Jack?
I am going to take acting lessons. What about you, Mary?
I'm going to stay at home to help my grandfather with houswork
Number eight. The tea tastes nice.
Shall we have another cup?
Why not? The tea tastes nice.
Shall we have another cup?
Why not?
B.请听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话 或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Mrs. White. What's the matter with the girl?
She is my daughter, Lucy. She's got a headache.
How long has she been like this?
Ever since this morning.
Did she stay up late last night?
Yes, she did her homework until late at night.
Well, Mrs. White, your daughter looks so pale.
Is there anything serious with her?
No, but she'd better stay at home and have a good rest.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Mrs. White. What's the matter with the girl?
She is my daughter, Lucy. She's got a headache.
How long has she been like this?
Ever since this morning.
Did she stay up late last night?
Yes.She did her homework until late at night.
Well, Mrs. White, your daughter looks so pale.
Is there anything serious with her?
No, but she'd better stay at home and have a good rest.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Please listen to the second material. Answer.第十一、十二小题。
What do you think of China?
Oh, I like it very much, but I think we Canadians are quite different from the Chinese.
What makes you think so?
Well, we seem to hate being asked about our personal lives.But Chinese people often ask me about my age and my family.
Oh, that's true. But that's a way to show our care and kindness.
I know. It's just a different way of thinking.
Yes. Different cultures make the world colorful and wonderful. I hope you have a good time in China. Here is the key to your room. What do you think of China?
Oh, I like it very much, but I think we Canadians are quite different from the Chinese.
What makes you think so?
Well, we seem to hate being asked about our personal lives, but Chinese people often ask me about my age and my family.
Oh, that's true, but that's a way to show our care and kindness.
I know, it's just a different way of thinking.
Yes.Different cultures make the world colorful and wonderful. I hope you have a good time in China. Here is the key to your room.
请听第三段材料，回答第十三至十五小题。
Excuse me, have you been waiting long?
About 10 minutes.
Did you know if the number 7 bus has gone by?
No one while I'm standing here. I'm waiting for the number 7 bus myself.
Good. Hot today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wish that it could be rainy and cool.
Me too. Is it unusual for March?I don't remember it has ever been so hot and dry in March before.
You were born in Florida then?
No, I was born in New York, but I've lived here for 10 years now.
My mother and I moved here from Australia.
It's very cold in Australia, isn't it?
Yes. Do you think we've missed the bus? I've been here for 20 minutes already.
Don't worry. It never comes exactly on the half like the train. Excuse me, have you been waiting long?
About 10 minutes.
Did you know if the number 7 bus has gone by?
No one while I'm standing here. I'm waiting for the number 7 bus myself.
Good. Hot today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wish that it could be rainy and cool.
Me too. Is it unusual for March? I don't remember it has ever been so hot and dry in March before.
You were born in Florida then?
No, I was born in New York, but I've lived here for 10 years now.
My mother and I moved here from Australia.
It's very cold in Australia, isn't it?
Yes. Do you think we've missed the bus? I've been here for 20 minutes already.
Don't worry. It never comes exactly on the half like the train.
请听第四段材料，回答第16至18小题。
Hi, Michael. Would you like to do something with me this weekend?
Sure. What shall we do?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Why don't we see a movie?
It sounds good to me. Which movie shall we see?
Let's see Smallfoot.
I don't love it at all. It's for kids and it's boring. How about going to see Mr. Billionaire? I hear it's quite a funny movie.
Okay, let's go to see it. When will it be on?
It's on at 8 o'clock this Saturday. Shall we have something to eat before the movie?
Sure, that sounds great. What about going to that new Italian restaurant?
Great idea. Let's meet there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, see you.
Hi, Michael. Would you like to do something with me this weekend?
Sure. What shall we do?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Why don't we see a movie?
It sounds good to me. Which movie shall we see?
Let's see Smallfoot.
I don't love it at all. It's for kids and it's boring. How about going to see Mr. Billionaire? I hear it's quite a funny movie.
Okay, let's go to see it. When will it be on?
It's on at 8 o'clock this Saturday. Shall we have something to eat before the movie?
Sure, that sounds great. What about going to that new Italian restaurant?
Great idea. Let's meet there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, see you.
请听第5段材料，回答第19至22小题。
A new library opened last month in Norway.But it may be a little hard for you to visit. It is 150 meters under the ground. It is inside an old mine on the island of Svalbard. The island is about 1,000 kilometers from the North Pole. The library is called the World Arctic Archive. In fact, it's not made for people to visit.It is to protect the world's most important books from natural disasters in wars, reported the Daily Mail. According to the company that built the library, Svalbard was the best place to build it. In this environment, the books can last for more than 500 years. So far, three countries, Norway, Mexico, and Brazil, have put books in the library. The Brazilian Constitution is one of the books.
A new library opened last month in Norway, but it may be a little hard for you to visit. It is 150 meters under the ground. It is inside an old mine on the island of Svalbard. The island is about 1,000 kilometers from the North Pole. The library is called the World Arctic Archive. In fact, it's not made for people to visit. It is to protect the world's most important books from natural disasters and wars, reported the Daily Mail. According to the company that built the library, Svalbard was the best place to build it. In this environment, the books can last for more than 500 years. So far, three countries, Norway, Mexico, and Brazil, have put books in the library. The Brazilian Constitution is one of the books.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子，每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容，独白读两遍。
Hello everyone. Today's story is about an English 18-year-old girl, Kate Ross. Kate left school 8 months ago and she will go to university. She loves traveling and decides to visit Asia before she goes to university. Kate is now living with a family in the capital of Nepal, a small country in Asia. She has learned a lot about the country since she arrived 4 months ago. The family has 2 children, but many uncles and cousins live with them in their big house. They have taken Kate to many parties on Friday evening. Kate teaches for 4 hours a day at school. All the classes are in English, and the students have spoken English since the age of 6. The older children speak English very well. Kate has taught writing, grammar, and art, all in English. She enjoys art most, and she thinks the children like the lessons best too. Kate has not a lot of time to see Nepal, but soon she will visit more countries in Asia.
Hello, everyone. Today's story is about an English 18-year-old girl, Kate Ross. Kate left school 8 months ago, and she will go to university. She loves traveling and decides to visit Asia before she goes to university. Kate is now living with a family in the capital of Nepal, a small country in Asia. She has learned a lot about the country since she arrived 4 months ago. The family has 2 children, but many uncles and cousins live with them in their big house. They have taken Kate to many parties on Friday evening. Kate teaches for 4 hours a day at school. All the classes are in English, and the students have spoken English since the age of 6. The older children speak English very well. Kate has taught writing, grammar, and art all in English. She enjoys art most, and she thinks the children like the lessons best, too. Kate has not a lot of time to see Nepal, but soon she will visit more countries in Asia.